I think that's a very useful exercise. I think that's a very useful exercise. I don't fully know, Rishiju can clarify this about Malayalam. What my understanding is that I don't think that the policies are all that more liberal or conservative than elsewhere, right?
What is the person cited as far as Malayalam is concerned?
So is it following mandated, so if there are no citations, is the article gets deleted and everything?
No, no.
What extent is the enforcement of
won't delete articles.
But it's not strictly per policy. It's also not strictly per policy. It's not like it's allowed by policy. You just don't delete the articles.
And maybe we'll put a template in this article.
We, even during the process of looking, found articles that had been already flagged with
deletion tags.
Not deletion tags, but, you know, need citations. Yeah,
so
more references.
Not only warning might be there, or if there is a fact that which a sentence might require citations, that might be a small tag on the sentence itself or under a subheading.
And this is for?
Malayalam. I'm saying what continuing from Chiju. It's not that the entire article might have some reference, but it, you know, there are some controversy articles with their subheadings are not given reference properly.
Sure.
So we give specific to that or my specific to the sentence. But it doesn't get deleted immediately.
Right. Yeah. No, understanding that there's a degree of difference in there are some articles which are missing a few citations, there are some articles which are missing any citations.
Right.
And,
right? So the other worry that I have is this audio or video kind of input for the scalability of this content.
That's right. In fact, that's a really good question. I'm really glad you asked it because that's partly what we did. Look, not everybody has 1 week to go to book a train ticket to Kannur and then go and watch a Thayyam performance in the middle of a forest and then come back, right? Okay? In order to create one citation for one article. So in fact, what we did was that regardless of how we were creating citations, for every article, at least one of the citations of the two or three audio interviews that we did with the Wikipedian in front of his or her computer, calling somebody on Skype and recording it in the period of 20 minutes. And we have that in the film. So you know, we are providing a somewhat extreme example of an audio citation, right? The reason that this is instructive and it works in the film is that, you know, you saw the photographs of the Thayyam thing. You're kind of impressed by it, right? I was very impressed by seeing it. I think that the value of something like Thayyam to convince me, even if I was watching this, is much higher when I see it like that, rather than if I just saw Shiju speaking on his phone in front of his computer. But for every single file, there is one instance where Shiju is speaking on his phone in front of his computer to get the audio interview. Mohau is doing the same thing. Mayur is doing the same thing in Delhi. So yes, you could say that, you know, for a person working on English Wikipedia and wanting to add a reference, you do a Google search. That takes 2 minutes. Right? You find the best citation, you add that on. But this is not so bad. This takes 15 minutes. Right? It's really not that bad. That's what you need to do an audio interview where you can create an audio file. We have a format within it. You're doing it off your desk, right? Between sort of Skype, between all the kinds of voice tools available on the internet these days, and the proliferation of cell phones, it's really very cheap to do.